Teachers and aides came back to work last week in order to prepare for a different kind of school year. There will be COVID-19 prevention measures in place with requirements like social distancing and face coverings. However, Superintendent Erica Kluepainter says there's still the usual start of school excitement in the air.
The halls are buzzing and people are happy to be back and happy to see each other and, you know, lots of masks and trying to follow all the protocols we need to do, but it's been really, really good energy, really fun.
Since part of schooling will start out on computers for the middle and high schools, they are getting their laptops this week. Seniors and juniors were able to get theirs on Monday. On Tuesday, freshmen and sophomores can come to the school to pick up their laptops between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. and fill out their paperwork. They will also have a Ring Central Zoom virtual presentation about the computers at 6 p.m. On Wednesday, it's the 7th and 8th graders. They will be able to come into the school and pick up their Chromebooks. Their Ring Central Zoom meeting will be 6 p.m. Wednesday. On Thursday, the 6th graders can come into the building, get their computers, and meet with their teachers. Kluepainter says those students will have time to check out the new space.
6th graders are going to actually be able to come up and come into the building and get their devices and meet the new teachers, because it's a big shift for them coming in. So there'll be more details for 6th grade families.
Thursday at 6 p.m. will be the virtual presentation for the 6th grade laptop rollout. Stedman Elementary School students received their class assignments last week. Most grades have 3 teachers instead of just 2. Several new staff were hired in order to create smaller class sizes or pods so that students can be taught in person. In general, Kluepainter says that parents should not worry if they haven't heard from the school yet. Individual teachers will be contacting families with class details this week. As for the rules for maintaining symptom-free buildings on campus, the schools will be asking parents of younger children to do screenings every morning. Staff will follow up with temperature checks at school. Staff has been doing their own screenings at home, and the district might ask older students to do the same, but they are still working out those details. If students do have symptoms, Kluepainter says the schools will encourage families to contact the Petersburg Medical Center.
It becomes more of a medical conversation, you know, so if somebody has really obvious symptoms, they would, you know, we would ask parents to come get them, and then they would kind of go through that next step.
The Petersburg Medical Center wants to check on everyone with symptoms.
We just want to call for every symptom that's unusual.
Liz Bacom is PMC's Infection Prevention Quality Manager.
It's always worthwhile calling the hotline and, you know, just going through those symptoms with the nurse so that they can make a referral to the physician and find out if there's a test needed or not.
According to patient confidentiality laws, PMC cannot give the schools individual test results. Kluepainter says they're asking families to communicate with the schools about students' symptoms and testing so the schools can do contact tracing if needed. She says they will be protecting students' identities. The schools are also collecting information on students who might have chronic allergy symptoms or asthma, so that is considered as well. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.